you want. We've got an mighty hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games, and you know we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Well, well, you listen to this podcast too, and you rant about this podcast too. Just a side where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss the grin the bridges. We do some good interviews, and you know from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too?
Hey, we're live. Welcome to our Mountain West Connection show here. Jeremy Moss and MWCConnection.com, Mountain West Connection, Facebook, Twitter is MWC Connection. And I'm back with my normal co-host here, Chris Andres, for a late night show. Late night.
It is Mountain West Connection after dark.
Not quite.
It's going to get sexy.
No, I don't think so. We already posted this online. We're doing our Google Hangout so you can listen now. I apologize if sound is not what it should be. I'm recording at a different secret location with no microphone, and it's late, so I didn't want to make this any later. So you were gone last week. How you doing? You recover from whatever you're working on?
Dude, my legs hurt so much.
Still? You know it's Thursday night.
I do know it's Thursday night, and I still have practice Tuesday night, and I'm going to practice Saturday morning, and I'm going to practice Sunday. Okay. It's going to be practice from here on out forever.
All right.
I'm with the wealth of knowledge.
Yes. Here's what we're doing. We are doing, like I said, we are doing our Week 13 preview show. Crazy. Week 13 is already here. That's amazing. So here's what we're doing. We're doing a preview. We got six games, two on Friday, four on Saturday, all conference games. First off, it's our weekly tradition of complaining about the playoff committee, right?
They're assholes.
Really quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that I'm not supposed to be really cursing on this. As we're sort of family friendly.
I don't put it as mature, so I would go bleep it out, but I'm too tired once we're done, so no. But yeah. Let's just refrain from that, okay?
Let's just go straight to, from PG into PG-13. Why don't we do that? We're grown adults.
This sucks. But yeah, okay, we're good. No, here's the deal. Playoff team. We've got Alabama. Here's a committee. Bama, Oregon, Florida State, Mississippi State, 1-4, TCU, the Ohio State, 6, and Baylor, 7. We know why Alabama's number one, because they beat Mississippi State. Did you hear about that stat, the controlling the game type of stat they're trying to sneak in there?
Look, I have no issues with Bama being ranked number one. I really don't.
I don't really.
I sort of have an issue with the top four. My top four would be Bama, Florida State, Oregon, Baylor. But what really gets me, and I know we're going to go into this, we have how many two and three loss teams that are ranked?
Seven. I thought I put six, but it's actually seven. Somebody corrected me. Actually, almost a week after, we have Auburn, who's at 14 with three losses. Yet they got smoked by Georgia and moved down a handful of spots. We have Auburn, Utah, USC, Oklahoma, Clemson, Louisville, and Minnesota. Those bottom two really hurt me.
Look, I don't care. Rank Marshall in the top 25 right now. They're at least undefeated, even though their schedule's absolute garbage. But, good Lord, 6-7 teams with three losses, and I'm pretty sure that either Boise State or Colorado State could probably, you know, beat some of those teams.
I could say I would almost give 100% certainty Air Force. I'd include the top four teams in the Mountain West, even Utah State with Kent Myers at their QB. They beat Minnesota. They beat Louisville, beat Clemson.
Yeah, yeah. I would give I'd give Boise State, Colorado State, Air Force. I'm sorry, I'm not giving Utah State the love just because what happened early in the season with Tennessee and Chuck Keaton.
I think they could beat Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of people can beat Minnesota.
Illinois could beat Minnesota. Do you know who Minnesota's best win is against?
San Jose State?
Oh, no, that'd be nice. It's Iowa. I know you don't have the F-plus rankings in front of you, but do you want to take a stab where Iowa's ranked in there?
I would go ahead. I'm thinking Iowa
is... This is their best win.
Iowa's 5-5 right now. I'm going to put them at F-plus ranking at about 60.
Close. 54 is their best win.
Dude, I am pretty damn on it.
You are... Yeah, you are right there. And here's one cool thing, too. You know how I'm thinking the committee is basing more on who you played and then how you're performing? Because those three lost teams, most of them shouldn't be in there. And if you look at, like, Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, he put this tweet out the other day. Oregon has played has three wins over current top 25 teams. TCU also has three. Baylor, two. Mississippi State, Alabama, one. Yeah, those are reverse order, and Baylor and TCU aren't in the top four.
It's ridiculous.
So what are they going by? Because let's go through quickly because we're going to be late for us talking. We could talk about this for 20 minutes at least. But here's we know what the committee's an official stat they use is wins above wins above 500, but if you have a win against a team over 500 or under 500, meaning if Boston College were to beat Florida State this week, that would and they finish 11-1 or whatever, that would count the same as beating a 7-5 Duke team or something. There's no difference, which is ridiculous. There is a difference, and there's also no difference in Marshall beating a team by 1 point or 45 points.
And that's absolutely stupid.
There needs to be some sort of margin of victory included, at least when you're cross comparing teams. That makes sense.
I'm gonna put it this way. This is all the playoff committee cares about is people who are legitimately have a chance to make it in the playoffs in their minds, which means they're going to avoid ranking anybody in the group of five.
They don't have to.
No, I get it. And they don't have to. But, you know, say all these teams, say Florida State loses, everybody has one loss. Okay, then who's going next? Okay, well, what happens if all the one-loss teams all of a sudden turn into two-loss teams?
Or
who goes next? That's why you have all these two- and three-loss teams still sitting in the top 25. Makes absolutely no sense otherwise.
Here's a crazy scenario that could happen.
I hate to say it, but the AP poll is the most accurate poll this year.
As for three-loss teams, they have Auburn, which 16 is probably still a bit high. They have Auburn, Utah, Oklahoma, USC. I still don't think USC should be ranked any poll, but they're closer. But here's the thing that's hysterical. We discussed this before. Besides the poll being stupid each week, because imagine if the basketball committee did this from January on, a poll every other week. They'd be mocked. It'd be ridiculous. But here's the thing. We discussed this before, but I want to point this out really quick. Ohio State and UCLA, both on the outside. Ohio State 6, UCLA 9 in the playoff poll. There's going to be a time with what if UCLA wins out and they get help to win the Pac-12 South? And then they beat Oregon. Are they going to jump them? Say they move, just for example, UCLA goes from 9-7 headed into the Pac-12 title game. They beat USC, which is a good win. And who do they have after that? Let's just say they make it to the conference title game. They have Stanford, whatever, not very great, not good. But say they get there, they're sitting at 7, and they beat Oregon. They're going to jump all these teams to be in the playoff just because of the conference title they own? It seems they're holding that in such high regard, and there would be a big jump. Because if Ohio State and UCLA win their conference, I would put good money they'd be in the top four.
I mean, it
just looks odd if you go from 6-2 just because you beat a team who was 3.
And I don't care what Condoleezza Rice says about watching 15 hours of football a week. I really don't buy it for 15 hours of football on a Saturday. I really don't buy it because you and I do the same thing. Spencer Hall, Jason Kirk.
It's difficult. It's nearly impossible.
Bud Elliott. We all do this. It's damn near impossible. And I think we all have better grasps of who the top four teams in college football are.
Even if they get the – I'm pretty sure they get some sort of condensed version. Like, if it's – I can watch an NFL game, not to change, but if it's – they don't do hurry up. I can use my 30-second skip button on my DVR and watch a game in about an hour. Say they cut it down, or even if they do, like, the NFL 60 or the Pac-12 60, you get the game in an hour, that's still – how many games are you watching? Like, there was some joke, why is Jeff Long, the chairman of Arkansas 80, watching Maryland-Iowa? What's the point? Why are you picking that game to watch? It's tough. I skip half the games I see. That's why Twitter. Often, I got other stuff going on at home. I'll watch games at night. I'll watch them Sunday morning. I don't have time to watch every game live or watch all these games. I still want to watch Florida State, Notre Dame, those type of games. Notre Dame, Navy, watching Alabama, Mississippi State. In addition to Boise, CSU, Hawaii, all these teams for Utah State, UNLV, you know what I mean? It's tough. But I don't know. Here's my last quick little thing. I have a post coming out Friday morning, so whenever you listen to this, you may have read it or not. It kind of coincides with what Jason Kirk put some up. It's like, why isn't Boise ranked? Or Colorado State, in fact, and Marshall. Or no, he's like, Marshall's not ranked. Okay, why not Boise or CSU? He put together the rank kind of the criteria, which, like we've already mentioned, wins against teams above 500. Boise's 5-2 against teams above 500. I already told you this before, but Nebraska has not even played five teams who have a winning record. And Boise's 5-2 against those teams, but Nebraska's ranked. They have the most wins out of any team. The teams that are included here are Clemson, Louisville, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, USC, plus the Rams and the Thundering Herd, Marshall. And they have more wins than all those teams. Missouri ties with them at 5, but they lost to Indiana. Boise State's losses are fine. Ole Miss, they played for 3 quarters. They lost to a very good Air Force team. It was 8-2. So that's the criteria that's specifically stated they use. So my thinking was two things. And you might think I'm crazy, but this was in one of the commenters. I should credit them, but I'll put that in the comments tomorrow. But they're saying the committee thinks Marshall's the best team. Because they said they're close, as with Memphis, Boise, and CSU. My kind of conspiracy – I don't know if it's conspiracy. I don't want to be that type of guy, but they think Marshall's the best team. And it goes back to my conference champion theory about UCLA and Ohio State. They think Marshall's the best team, but they're not going to rank them because how odd would it be? Say Marshall's the token 25th spot. They do go 13-0, but we know their schedule is like 140th, and there's only 128 FBS teams. How weird would it be if whoever wins the Mountain Division, Boise, Colorado State, Utah State, Air Force, they're sitting at 11-2, or even Utah State at 12-2 because they have an extra game, they'd move ahead of Marshall with 2 losses. So I'm thinking if Marshall wins, goes 13-0, they're going to rank Marshall, but if Marshall loses, they'll rank the Mountain winner that final week. Is that far-fetched, you think?
I don't think it's far-fetched at all. I don't think it's right.
Do you think they're doing that, though?
I think they very well might be.
I'll
tell you for sure.
Tell me what for sure.
If we see next week, okay, Marshall plays who this week?
Let me pull up the schedule. I said the Mountain West schedule. They play Western Kentucky, I think. It's a bad team. They don't have Rice is a good team. They play UAB, who's 5-5. Okay, not bad. And then they play Western Kentucky.
All right. So if Marshall beats UAB this week, still aren't ranked. And yet, let's say I'm gonna go ahead. Who's the next? And let's say Iowa is ranked next week. Yeah, let's go ahead and say Iowa is ranked next week.
Well, Iowa wouldn't be ranked.
Iowa's sitting at 7-3. I beg to differ.
I'm looking at the AP poll and receiving votes, so I'm kind of going off of those. I don't see them receiving any votes.
Fine.
What's Notre Dame's record? Okay, let's just say Notre Dame or something.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Marshall or Boise State or Colorado State, for that matter, still are not ranked. Right, start the antitrust laws.
We need to get Mark Shurtleff from Utah to do that again?
Possibly. Orrin Hatch. Whoever that again.
I don't know. It's
logical reason.
Because there's also a post that Jason did about comparing Marshall's common opponents who they've played, like teams they've played. Like, what was it? Teams who they've played, like FAU, FAU and others, but also play like Minnesota and stuff. And outside of that Florida Atlantic game, they didn't play all that great. With every other game, they were at worst even with teams ranked at the bottom of the poll. So, again, they outplayed them by quite a bit. So I don't know what the deal with that is either. When you got to compare them somehow. And the yardage is not the best stat, but margin of victory is okay. But that's what they did. It's like it doesn't make any sense why none of these teams are ranked at least one. They're like, well, they're close. Well, how close? I don't know. But really quick, do we need to discuss our top four, or do you care?
I already said my.
Oh, you did? Who was that again? Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Say it again.
Who did you say I must have?
Bama, Florida State, Oregon, Baylor.
Baylor. Because TCU struggled versus Kansas, the mighty Kansas Jayhawks.
Well, that and also Baylor actually holds the tiebreaker.
Technically, yeah, they do. Head-to-head, they do. I don't know. I don't care my order, but Mississippi State, like, really quick, like, who they beat, they haven't really – if you look at their combined wins of teams, they beat, like, A&M's not very good anymore. Auburn's dropping. Arkansas is 5-5. They struggled versus them. I would take Mississippi State all the way out and put in the Big 12 teams. I'd still go TCU, Florida State, Oregon, Alabama.
I did. That's why I took Mississippi State out.
I know. That's it for my purposes. I'll have TCU, you'll have Baylor.
All right.
So let's get to our games here. Wait. Game time. Is that good?
Fine.
All right, we have six games. The unfortunate scheduling, this is how Mac friends must feel at Hustle Belt every Tuesday, Wednesday when they have games at the same time on different networks. We have Air Force San Diego State. This is CBS Sports Network, so highlights are going to be at a minimum during the game, so I may bust out my Vine again to pull out some good highlights. But we have that game first, and then ESPN2 has San Jose State at Utah State also at 9:30, so if you had to pick, what game of those would you watch?
Air Force San Diego State.
Right there with you. So let's start with that game. This game, Air Force, like I said, also really quick before we begin, did you actually read or go through the dozens upon dozens of scenarios that can win the Mountain or West Division?
Yes.
That I helped Loke do that when he's kind of helping him a little bit here and there. There's 200 combinations in the West Division.
It's like almost your Oregon's uniform combinations.
almost. You're right. Almost there. But this game with Air Force versus San Diego State, Air Force can still win. We're not going to go through the scenarios. Go find it out. It's a great article just to peruse and see. He went through every win-loss scenario. We'll probably continue that the rest of the season, next 2 weeks, actually. But do you have any confidence in San Diego State at all? I'm serious.
After they blew a 20-point lead, 20-point lead to Boise State.
Yeah.
A decent Boise State, probably a group of five champion Boise State, but still, you're up on Boise State at 20, not even one quarter in, and you lose all that. No, I have zero confidence in San Diego.
Also, Donald Pumphrey, right?
Yeah. Especially with an Air Force team that actually did beat Boise State.
Yeah. I think our main thing for San Diego State is that they can run the ball well. And that could be an issue for Air Force, because look what Nevada did last week versus the Falcons. They put a lot of yards on the ground, did well. But the thing I noticed with San Diego State switching to defense, there's a reason Boise won. They kept getting third and mediums and kept getting first downs. They left that middle area wide open. Now that Jake Feely's out for you with that broken wrist, defense takes another step back.
Here's the thing. Air Force has been fantastic with their front seven, with their defense just shutting down everything. Bob Toledo, offensive coordinator for San Diego State, has just been, I don't want to say bad, but how else do you say can't perform after 30 minutes?
He just did.
But there's a Viagra joke in there, too.
Yeah. They can run the ball. They can't. When I see the Air Force, their passing game has such a great dynamic. Like, Kel Pearson had 3 touchdown passes against Nevada. And I would take Nevada's defense right now over San Diego State's defense. Because
Nevada's defense has looked much, much better.
They'll make a lot of plays. And Air Force will have Jacoby Owens. They'll have Pearson running. They'll have all sorts of guys running the ball. They're 8-2 for a reason, man. They've only lost to Utah State.
And Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah. I just don't think San Diego State's going to have I think they'll keep it close because this line is interesting. It started as a two-point favorite for the Aztecs. It's jumped to 6 for some reason.
Home team advantage.
2-6, though?
That elevation drop, man.
So they can run downhill faster at you?
I don't know. Well, remember that a lot of bets are placed not on statistics, but rather how the betting is going. So you're actually having a lot of San Diego State fans, probably, or just people in general. They know the San Diego State name. They know who's been good recently. And that's how they're making their judgment calls.
That's completely wrong. Air Force is going to win a cover. It's going to be close, but then Air Force
will do it. They're going to cover no matter what, but
Air Force?
If they win, they cover.
No, it's 6 points. Oh, man. I'm brilliant. Yeah, 6 points. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But Aztecs, Ruffin's still coming back. He's still not his full self. Quinn Kaler's still inconsistent. All they have is Pumphrey, and he'll get his yards. Unless he goes off like 250 or 300, I don't think he's going to win this game. Outside of barring something crazy.
San Diego State.
You know what I mean?
Full eligibility.
What was that?
Said now that we've said all that, San Diego State's going to find a way to win and become bowl eligible.
True. Like, Kaler's an okay quarterback, but the way defense, like Preston Stillhammer and the other guys for the Air Force secondary and linebacker, they're getting their hands up. They're getting the quarterback. I just don't trust San Diego State. What are they at home? How are they at home? They beat Idaho at home. UNLV at home. And they are undefeated at home. But they beat Hawaii, Idaho, UNLV, Northern Arizona, not any tough group. I'm just picking Air Force outright at winning by a touchdown at least.
Is that a stupid upset pick? No, that's a realistic pick.
No, that's not. Aztecs will keep it close. They have talent, but they just seem to not. It's like with Boise State. They don't play a complete game, and they have holes in their game. Unless Pumphrey goes off for 250, 200 or more, and they score that way. Kaler will be okay, but I don't expect him to have a great game either. It's going to take something almost not too special, but above the ordinary for them to beat Air Force. So,
once again, this is a completely resurgent Air Force team coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they just beat Nevada in overtime last week, too, at home for a huge win. And they are still in the running to win the Mountain Division at 8-2. And that final week when Air Force plays Colorado State and Boise plays Utah State, oh, man, that'll be crazy.
That could be
amazing. It will be amazing.
It would remind me very much of like how the Barclays Premier League ended up 2 years ago, I think it was, when there were 3 teams tied for first place and it finished off. But the difference... Those games started all at the same time.
I don't think we know the times. I want to check that real quick. I don't think we know the times yet for those.
Oh, do we not?
I'll take a quick peek. One we do, one
in
we
do. In the meantime, while you take a quick peek, let's go on to the other game starting at 6:30 Pacific, except on a different network. That's ESPN2. San Jose State Utah State. Utah State is favored currently as of Thursday night, 14.5. That might jump to 16 by the time the game actually starts. And San Utah State's playing at home. Logan, Kent Myers has been a great, great option as a fourth-string quarterback and just fairly very efficient and dynamic as a freshman quarterback.
Yes, efficient. Yards-wise downfield, not yet.
San Jose State got shut out at home to a Hawaii team that hasn't won away from Hawaii in, what, 3 years?
They've won 2011. So, yeah.
So, 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, as for those games really quick, Boise, Utah State's 10:15 Eastern, 3:30 Eastern for Air Force and CSU.
So conference might be decided by that first game.
Yeah, if CSU loses.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. But you're right, this game, also another reason why that spread might increase, did you hear who's probably not playing for San Jose State?
Joe Gray?
Yes. He's doubtful. He's unable to throw. He didn't dress Monday. He dressed Tuesday, couldn't lift his right arm up high enough to throw the ball, kept it near him, tossed left-handed. So it's going to be Blake Jurek under center, and he hasn't started since that terrible Minnesota game.
Quarterback controversy.
No controversy, just how about we don't have a quarterback, and unless you get Tyler or Winston involved, I don't think so. In Utah State secondary, the only thing I did write a piece about how, as we do every week, how a team could win. Here's what I put for San Jose State. They can't let – did you know JoJo Natch has 8 punt returns over 40 yards?
Yes, actually, I think I did know that.
And a pair of touchdowns. So I kind of mentioned limit him to make Kent Myers beat them downfield, to actually take the ball all the way down. And then some – and with Utah State's running offense not being great – there could be a chance that the San Jose State rush defense might do something against them, but I still want to count on that. That's kind of the thoughts. And then have Jurek go off with a big game or something, but I don't – Utah State's defense is so good. I don't see – with San Jose State, unless Winston involved downfield in the throwing game, but you have a backup quarterback, Utah State's secondary is just as good as Boise State's, especially in their turnover department. Actually, they're the best. They have 18 – because here's a funny thing I was reading. I know I like Jimmy Durkin from the San Jose Mercury News. Like, oh, this could be a chance for the Spartans to make some noise because Utah State's 9th in passing defense. Well, you know what stat he used for that?
I did not know.
What stat do I not like very much? Total yards. Yards per play, Utah State is 3rd, I believe. 3rd. And they are also 1st interception with 18. So the reason they give up yards is because – they're winning, they need teams to come back against them, or in the case of Tennessee, they just pass and do whatever they want. But, for interception-wise and yards per play, Utah State's pass defense is actually quite good. They're actually – and they're 1st overall in yards per play allowed on defense. So, it's – actually, they're 2nd in yards per attempt, 6 yards per attempt.
We have some breaking news.
Breaking news. It's almost midnight Mountain Time.
It is almost midnight Mountain Time. But I have some breaking news out of Bryant John Antelio from the Fresno Bee. Oregon Assistant Athletic Director Jim Bartko has been named Fresno State's new athletic director.
Oh, that's right. I did get an email about them introducing that, but they didn't say who it was.
Yep, well, now we know. So that actually might be good for Fresno State's brand.
Bring on the uniforms, right?
Laser uniforms. So the spread right now is 14.5. Joe Gray's not starting. Blake Jurch is starting. San Jose State just has tons of problems. Cannot stop the run. Although this Utah State team isn't really a running team anyway. Is this going to be a game where we're just going to see Utah State roll up a 3-touchdown win on this?
I don't know, because they still don't have a great running game. Lawan Hunt's doing pretty well, okay for a freshman, but Joe Hill's still not playing or not going to play very much or anything at all because he It's been non-existent. They're not going to put Nick Vigil back there. But they might, but there's an opportunity for, like we said, Utah State has played, before they play Boise, they've had the chance to play Nevada, New Mexico, and Hawaii, and UNLV with their four-string quarterback. Or no, excuse me, he came in versus Hawaii, excuse me, late UNLV game. I'm wondering if they're holding him back, so they're not going to throw a lot, because we've seen him throw short stuff to JoJo Natson. Wyoming game wasn't very good, but I wonder if they're holding back, and you're right, maybe they will just use the running game a lot to wear him down and just throw short stuff and open the playbook to everything versus Boise.
Awesome.
Possibly, but Spartans aren't going to win. I don't think this is also the first time they're not playing toward a bowl game in 3 years as well, since 2011, or 2 years, 2.5 seasons. So they don't have much to play for comparatively what they have, and we see what Blake Jurek can do. He's not very good at quarterback. Because I remember when they got replaced, Ron Carragher, for some reason, said, well, Joe Gary's our better guy, but we'll Jurek just because, essentially.
Yeah.
And their rush defense is so terrible, this is probably going to be a day where they'll just run it, and Kent Myers will go 10 of 14 for 125 yards and be done with it and have a day. So, okay, now the big question, are they going to cover that giant spread of currently, we're going by current, right? So 14.5, we're going with that one?
Yeah. That's what I'm planning on putting in the base tonight.
No, I'm going San Jose to cover. That's a lot of points. And Utah State hasn't exactly blown people out the past couple weeks.
Wyoming disagrees with
you. Well, I guess Hawaii and Wyoming, yeah, but maybe they didn't impress me offensively. I think San Jose State has enough to hang around. Because remember, their secondary is pretty good.
Okay. Next game. Colorado State, New Mexico. This is actually a big rivalry.
Yeah, and also I hate Saturday schedule as well, just because of this game, which is at
10:30 a.m.
Pacific. 11:30 local time on Root Sports.
Haters gonna hate.
I'm just saying, the reason I don't like it, we have this game, and then 12 hours later, almost 12 hours later, really 9 hours later, is our next set of games. Frees up my afternoon, right?
Yeah.
So, New Mexico at CSU. What was your thought? Okay, did I ever get to talk to you about New Mexico Boise State? Did we discuss that? Okay.
Yes, we discussed
that. I forget. Okay. New Mexico's getting much better. They almost beat Boise. They almost beat Utah State. They still don't have Jarrell Presley, which is a big issue for them just because he is the other running back that's really good. But how are the Rams a 3-touchdown favorite?
They came back versus – almost came back versus Utah State last week, lost 20-21.
Oh, no, I know that, but how are the Rams 3-touchdown favorites? It makes no sense to me.
Home. New Mexico is home. Sorry, Colorado State is home. Yeah. New Mexico really hasn't fared – I mean, they haven't fared well at all, but they really – you know, I can't even make that argument.
They've been playing if Jarrell Presley didn't get hurt with Boise State, they would have beaten Boise State.
I'm not fully sure about that, but yes, there's a very good chance that would have happened.
I would have been confident. But the thing is, I guess, away from a road, I don't know, they've won 3 road games this year, so can't say it's road. They beat New Mexico State, UTSA, and UNLV.
They defeated on the road. No, they're 3-2 on the road.
No, 3-1.
3-1 on the road.
Oh, no, 2. Sorry, Air Force. Excuse me. Yeah. The only losses are to Air Force, which is a 4-point loss, and Utah State, a 7-point loss. That's it. I'll just say right now, New Mexico's going to cover, but Colorado State, I forgot I picked in my preview. I should have picked it anyways and mentioned it, but I think it'll be like a 17-point win for the Rams, but I think New Mexico has enough ground. Here's the thing. You got time possession. They'll hold the ball. They'll run the ball well. We know they will. They'll have a big play. We know they'll have a 40-yard touchdown run here or there, but if it's Gibson or if it's Lamar Jordan or whoever's running the ball, they'll have that big touchdown. And I think that's how they'll be able to keep it like within 20 points.
You know, I'm going to take a slight detour here. I'm going to look at the Colorado State rush defense.
Well, Colorado State rush defense, it has been. Actually, I have right here, if I already have SCFB stats in front of me. They're middle of the pack, if you're wondering.
So middle of the pack, they give up about 118 yards per game.
170? What are you looking at?
Sorry, completely wrong stat. I'm tired, dude.
They give up 170. They give up 4.5 yards per carry. So they're average middle of the pack, but they've given up 15 touchdowns, which is just above the middle of the pack. They're basically an average rush defensive team.
But if you're giving up 170 yards per game, how many are you going to give up to New Mexico?
At least 250.
And that's where they can get you.
Sure, but if they don't have Jerome Presley again, they're not going to get him.
Wait.
Say that again?
He has way, way too many injuries to ever pull off in this game. I think they're going to keep. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say they're going to keep it within 14.
Okay. So we'll both cover. I think the Rams really would like a blowout win because not that SOS matters, but we have all the. You saw the thread on Facebook. Apparently, we hate Boise State no matter what because one of our guys did a prediction. I'm really quick. Do you know what a prediction is? I'm just curious. Because I thought I knew what it was. Do you?
Yes.
Is it fact?
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's projecting forward, right?
Yes.
Predicting future. Okay, I was just curious. Okay, because somebody apparently didn't realize that's what a projection is, and we hate Boise State always, and the whole—not just me, not just Matt, everybody, including our two alumni on the on our team here.
Speaking of which, though, if you guys want to hate on the Mountain West and say we hate the Mountain West, we hate Boise State, we hate your team, whatever.
We already said we are, right?
Well, we already said we're biased. Check out this Twitter conversation right now between Jeff Grammer and Mark Ziegler.
Oh, man. Ziegler is... I'll say he's a character. Is that fair?
Yeah. Grammer, AP basketball voter, works for the Albuquerque Journal, I think it is.
Jeff Grammer, he's very good.
Jeff Grammer, pretty awesome. I had some conversations with him last year at the Mountain West Tournament. Mark Ziegler. Right now, Mark Ziegler is predicting the Mountain West is a one-bid league. Whereas Jeff Grammer went down to a two-bid league. But that's still absolutely ridiculous. But, okay, back to football.
Historically, if there's less than three, I'll be shocked. Historically, this league has enough respect to get three teams in.
No, we had two last year.
Well, normally.
So anyway,
back to football.
So Colorado State should win this. I don't think they'll cover the spread. Rashard Higgins,
semifinalist. Excellent. Also, we did discuss this, but did you see the Heisman Trust is giving a throwing a bone to Garrett Grayson?
Absolutely.
As I put my air quotes up, legitimate content candidate.
He's totally a legitimate candidate in the eyes of the Heisman Trust and in our eyes. That being said, he will never, ever come close to winning it because Group of Five team, mid-major, Colorado State, whatever excuse you want to give.
Derek Carr, David Carr. Unless your team goes to a BCS bowl game, Jordan Lynch, Alex Smith in Utah back in the day,
Kellen Moore.
I think it's T2 that have anybody there in defense mostly. Kellen Moore. So unless the Rams go to win the rest of the way and get to the mountain and win the mountains title and go to the Fiesta Bowl or Sugar Bowl, whatever bowl they're in, I could see an invite that way. But that's the only way. And even then I'd be skeptical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rams win, New Mexico covers. I like the Lobos to make a bowl game next season.
I'm with you. I think New Mexico.
2015 hot takes. 2015 hot takes, right?
Has to be.
Okay. Next, after you take your long nap or do whatever you have to do for the next 9 hours, let's get to the next triple header of games that start within an hour of each other.
Are you kidding me? Well, I'm going to be watching other football games.
No, I'm just saying. There's a window. More than a window, there's a giant garage door open. Boise State at Wyoming. Do we have a weather update on this game? Because that's typically very important.
Let me go to my awesomeweather.com.
So while you look up that, Boise's at New Mexico, or at Wyoming. There could be wind, there could be snow, there could be ice. I'm curious to what Brian Hill, the running back for Wyoming, could do against Boise's defense, because if you look back at what Humphrey did, he had reasonable, pretty good piece of success against Boise State. But he's going to have some sort of giant game if they're going to somehow win. Even Colby Kirkgaard's going to get somebody involved, like the other rough end involved, but I have a hard time Wyoming winning unless there's some craziness in the weather-wise in this game. Because Pumphrey versus Boise State had 147 and two touchdowns. Brian Hill's not Donald Pumphrey. Was that enough time for you?
So the kickoff for tomorrow,
8:15 local time,
is supposed to be high 20s. In other words, warm, or if you are on the effingweather.com, which is where I'm at, it's effing cold. What the F do you mean? In Alaska.
It's going to be much warmer because it was 9 degrees in the Boise State San Diego State game. So weather won't be an issue. Boise State hasn't played a complete game in a long time. They struggled versus New Mexico. They struggled against San Diego State to come back. Second half, great. First half, garbage. First 26 minutes was garbage. They snuck by Fresno State. What is there to say? Is this going to be – what do you expect Boise State to do then?
Cover.
What is the line? Is it 12?
Minus 12.
Well, I mean, more than that. Like, Wyoming, they kind of have some sort of small resurgence after the past couple weeks. It's very small, I would say. Nothing exorbitant, but beating Fresno State as bad as they did, 45-17.
And then could not manage even a touchdown versus Utah State.
Not true, but there's that.
They had opportunities. They were driving, and Colby Kirkgaard had two picks in very prime locations.
And Utah State's offense only scored one touchdown. They had a punt return. That's it. When they played a couple weeks ago. So the defense played pretty well.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
that's what I said.
The matter is, if you get, let's see, Jay Ajayi on a kickoff return or Shane Williams Rhodes, kickoff coverage could be ugly.
Well, the one touchdown, offensive touchdown, I should say, was Naps' 66-yard run on a jet sweep, and Boise will do a jet sweep. So that's where Shane Williams-Rhodes could come in to handle that. Mm-hmm. Or a quick bubble screen or wide receiver screen. Wyoming's improved. They have a bye week. That'll help a bit. But they just don't have enough. Brian Hill will probably do okay on the ground. They'll probably get Dominic Ruffin involved. But Colby Kirkhart's still just an average quarterback at best. And Boise's secondary will pick him apart if he makes any mistakes. Because it's just Boise's secondary, comparable to Utah State's secondary. They're right there.
Yeah.
There's not much of a difference there. Yards can probably be had a little bit easier versus Boise State, but Kirkgaard's only 57%. His completion average is 57%. And he's been sacked 33 times this year. That's quite a bit. It's about two a game, three a game. And that's all I got. Boise covers and wins. Good enough?
I'm with you there.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap this up here. It's midnight right now, so it's exciting. But what's our next game here? We have something I don't have scheduled for anymore. Oh, Fresno at Nevada. Is this our game of the week, perhaps? Because of the importance?
Does it have to be?
Well, because of... Remember, Fresno can win the division at 6-6. Technically, Hawaii could still win at 5-8.
All right, we talked about this with Logan's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fresno, can win. If they win, if here's what it comes down to. It's simple terms. If Nevada wins, they win the West. If Fresno wins, they still have to beat Hawaii. No, they still have to win their final game versus Hawaii. At home, and they probably should do that. But I saw Nevada versus Air Force. Nevada was right there with Air Force the entire way. You know what Nevada can do? Their defense is good. The quarterback situation for Fresno is terrible. Fresno's been pretty bad. They lost to Hawaii. You remember that? They got thumped by Wyoming. So I don't have, do you have any confidence in Fresno winning on the road?
Very, very low. I wouldn't give it a zero, but knowing how schizophrenic Fresno State has looked this season, there's a possibility. And how the hell Nevada lost to Air Force last week outside of the fact that Air Force is a really good team. I mean...
Well, that wasn't Air characteristic. Kel Pearson threw 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Weston Stillhammer had a key pick late in the game to stop a drive. It wasn't Nevada lost the game. It was just back.
Oh, by the way, did you say Boise State would cover the last game?
Yeah.
You do remember. So Nevada's already bowl eligible. They're pretty much in control for the West. And this is our game of the week, folks.
Sorry.
Well, Nevada does have an advantage. At the same time, Fresno State has just as much to be playing for right now. They've kind of fallen out. They've gotten away from that slump they started the very first part of the year. They've had some skeptical losses, but they've really brought that up the last couple of weeks.
Not to say you're wrong, but they're 1-4 in their last 4 games.
Okay, and they're 4-6.
Or 1-3, excuse me, 1-3.
And they're 4-6 overall. I mean, that's you're not making your point any easier.
Well, you said they're playing better, and
okay. Remember, they beat New Mexico and then lost to UNLV, and then
but they played Boise tough.
I don't think you're right.
They beat San Jose State November 8th, lost to Wyoming 45-17, lost to Boise State 37-27, lost to UNLV. They are 1-3.
I could have sworn that Boise State game was earlier.
No, but regardless, they beat San Jose State, so they're on some sort of high a little bit. The only way they could beat Nevada if Marches Waller and Josh Quezada go off for 125 yards each.
And Fresno State sticks with Brian Burrell completely. Like, does not change him out at all.
Yeah, get to Josh Harper every now and then. He deserves a throw, right?
Quit your back offense.
Oh, jeez. Nevada, they're going to have – they're both motivated, but I just got to go with Nevada just because they're more of a complete team. They can struggle defensively and still do fine. They can struggle passing the ball and be fine on the running game. They're going to win. They're going to cover. I have nothing else to add, really, because I don't expect Fresno to
– points.
Yeah. Fresno's not going to go on the road and beat them.
No, not in Mackey, not when it's cold.
And, late night game on ESPN. So final game.
Yeah, this is boring. We're, agreeing on the same stuff.
Sorry, UNLV Hawaii. Hawaii's favored by 10. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Hawaii can still win the West Division at 5-8.
Can we please have that happen?
That would be insane, but they can win that. UNLV, it's a late game. This is a Mountain West Network only. It's 11 Eastern, not midnight Eastern, so that's a little bit better, but
it's your 8 o'clock kickoff time. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Is Joey Osefa – we got Joey Osefa, Stephen Lockett didn't play last week. They're coming off a shutout victory, so that's amazing in itself. I don't know how that happened. But has UNLV just given up, you think? That second half versus BYU was just awful.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
And you have Rebel fans who are calling for Decker to be benched in favor of Leibowitz, who you guys got my first take of Leibowitz when I was on the Twitter at the one game. And Leibowitz, you were throwing everybody by 5 yards.
He went 10 of 20 last week. Neither quarterback's great, but the only chance they have, I won't say UNLV's out of it because Devontae Davis, Devontae Boyd are good. Shaquille Murray Lawrence could take over the game and be a difference. Once they actually let him be on the team at play, they can actually move the ball reasonably well when they're not getting beat by the other team's offense because the Rebels' defense is just terrible.
It's so hard to pinpoint what the exact weakness of the defense is. I mean, it's just all...
It's everything. No, it is. It's simple. It's the defense.
This is an offensive team that could make a bowl game, by the way.
They would contend for a bowl game. I'll go that far.
San Diego
quarterback is terrible.
San Diego State is contending for a bowl game.
Yeah, Donald Pumphrey is much better than Shaquille Murray Lawrence.
Right, but I would argue that Blake Decker is as equal to Quinn Kaler.
Nope.
Or the other guy.
Nope. I would not agree with that.
With Devontae Davis and Devontae Boyd as his receivers? Oh, yeah.
For who? For Kaler? No, if you give Kaler the same weapons, they'd be much better.
Okay, but I'm making the point that San Diego State does not have the same weapons on wide receiver.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe I'm misconfusing because it's late of what you're saying. You think they're about the same quarterback because with the weapons they have?
Look. No, I'm just saying this offense has shown potential all year long. Nothing's really connected at all.
Okay, I'll go with that. You're right. You can also toss in Marcus Sullivan, who's pretty good.
But Marcus Sullivan has been out.
I'm just saying if they had him earlier on, they have him. I guess that'd open up for Boyd. So here's another thing why, another reason UNLV will be so bad. They're last in the Mountain West in sack slot at 35.
So the offensive line has not given – no, and I've seen that. I've seen that since the first game. The offense has not given Decker any time or very little time.
So will Steven Lakalaka or, excuse me, Joey Yosefa, either of those have a big game and do something?
I think so.
So are you thinking Hawaii's going to win this?
I think Hawaii is going to win this.
Are they going to cover that 10, though?
Well, remember, Hawaii now knows how to shut teams out. And you bring it back to the islands, a late start time.
This is sort of a rival game because these teams have played well before they're in the Mountain West together and they've had some exciting shootouts.
Back in the WAC together, too.
No, even before.
And Big West.
Well, the transition, I should say. They still continue that rivalry.
And don't forget that there is a big Hawaii population difference.
Yes, there is. So, here's what I think. I think with the I'll go with my pick. I think Hawaii's going to win and cover this. I think that's kind of a dumb pick to make, but I'll – dude, 10 points for Hawaii, why not? I'm never taking Rebels, so I can't, right? Because we already said that.
Yeah, you've mentioned that multiple times.
I can't do that, so I'd be lying. So I'd take Hawaii and 10.
So would it be a homer pick for me to pick UNLV as the cover?
No. No, because they can run the ball, and they have potential, like you say, to throw the ball well.
Just because I've seen this offense, and I've seen
you've seen them in person a lot. You've seen them right there.
I've seen it sputter. I've seen it do well. Well, I've seen both. I'm going to say UNLV covers. They're not going to win. No, they're not going to win. But I'll give them the cover. I'll say they lose by 8.
I'm going – not because I said I'd always take Hawaii. UNLV, I never take them. I think Hawaii can cover and win this game.
Hawaii can cover and win that game.
You just want to differ just to differ?
A little bit? Yes, and also because I really do think that I really do think that UNLV does have potential to win this game. They won't. They really won't.
That's why I'm going to Hawaii for, in the 10, man. I think they're at home. They're riding high. Norm Chow wants to keep his job. Anyway, and the reason why they're going, because they got Scott Harding, who's up for the Horning Award for the all-purpose player. They have... I think EOSF is finally going to get back in this groove and just run over that Rebel defense, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything else to add? Because I'm getting tired here. It's 12:12 Mountain Time, a.m.
I don't understand why we were recording this late.
Do you want to tell people why?
Yeah, because I had a class, and you were like, let's not do it till last night.
It would have been later last night, I think, or earlier last night. I'll be honest, yeah. I don't know. Okay, that's our show this week. Check us out, mwcconnection.com.
Oh, we have Twitter questions up.
No, oh, yeah. I'll go to the one we always get. Why do we hate Boise State and love Colorado State? I get that.
Not that one.
You don't like that one? Because it's not true.
I'm talking about this one.
Which one is it?
After football Bob stepped into the octagon, how long would it take?
I'll go with the younger Matt Wells.
Not who would win.
Oh, what was it again?
The universe to explode.
Completely
different question. I'd give it, 30 minutes.
If we want to break it down, really, which I can't, we should. Bob Davey wants to control everything, so he'll be the technical guy, because that's what he is. He'll be like the Greek Greco-Roman wrestler of some sort. He won't be the fighter, he'll be the wrestling guy. He'll want to pin you down. Matt Wells, well, if you listen to his interviews, he gives nothing away and doesn't care too much. He'll just want to attack you quickly and get it over with, I think. But, I don't know, an hour? Sure, they'll want to fight. They're not going to quit, that's the thing.
All right.
I don't know, I'm just saying, I'm tired. I'm thinking of random stuff to say, but...
That's our show.
That's our show. I'm tired, folks. Thursday night. I hope you listened to this. MWCConnection.com, Mountain West Connection, Facebook, all that jazz. Again, we hate your team. Boise fans, we really hate your team. Rams, we hate your team.
I love our team. He hates
you. I hate every team. No. Seriously, on the Boise State thing, I don't get the point. Here's what I mentioned. Just because we don't bow down to the team that's been great forever doesn't mean we hate you, right? And I think we're overly surprised of Colorado State a bit, correct?
Absolutely.
Because I remember preseason, I was very hesitant, like, oh, maybe they'll contend for third, maybe, and they can win the league. And the reason I think they're number one in our power pool, because they have one loss, and their one loss is just the Boise State. Boise tripped up the Air Force. Is that fair enough to say?
Yeah, fine.
There's only so many ways to say that, so... That's how it is. We don't hate your team. Just because we predict they may not win every game, who cares? It's a prediction. So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for fighting in the comments. Thanks for engaging in conversation. We'll see everybody Sunday night for a recap show. And just check us out every single day. MWCConnection.com. Later, folks.